Democratic leaders in the US are calling on President Trump to de-escalate tensions with Iran. In recent hours, President Trump used Twitter to warn Iran it had made, quote, a very big mistake in shooting down a US surveillance drone. It's the latest flashpoint in deteriorating relations between the two nations, fueling concerns of a military conflict. Barbara Miller compiled this report.
A missile shoots up into the night sky, honing in on and then destroying an unidentified object. Iran's military says the footage shows a US surveillance drone being shot down in Iranian airspace.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Cartoon-like graphics then pinpoint the spot where the alleged incursion took place. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country wasn't seeking war, but he tweeted, "We'll zealously defend our skies, land and waters." The Foreign Minister also took aim at tightened US sanctions on Iran, describing them as economic terrorism. The US rejects the claim that the drone violated Iranian airspace. But there's no denying that tensions between Washington and Tehran are rapidly escalating. The shooting down of the drone came on the back of a dispute about who is responsible for attacking oil tankers in a key waterway. And in a week in which the US has announced it's sending 1,000 extra troops to the region. And Iran has announced in turn that its stockpile of low-enriched uranium will soon exceed limits agreed to in a 2015 nuclear deal, which the US has now walked away from. Republican Senator Marco Rubio has suggested the tit-for-tat provocations will continue.
We're not there to start a war, but we will respond to attacks on Americans and on our interests. And, I truly hope that armed conflict can be avoided, but that would be of Iran's choosing, not ours.
Would you be comfortable using military force in response to this incident?
Well, I need to learn more about the incident, but I can just tell you that shooting down aircraft in international airspace is, even if unmanned, is an act of war. It's a violation of international law, and there needs to be a consequence for it.
Fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is also talking tough.
So I talked to the president this morning. You need to tell the Iranians that if they increase their enrichment program for uranium, that would be a provocative act toward the United States and Israel, and all bets are off.
Democrats, meanwhile, are urging caution. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he made his case forcefully in a classified briefing with President Trump.
I told the president that these conflicts have a way of escalating. The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war. We told the room that the Democratic position is that congressional approval must be required before funding any conflict in Iran.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says de-escalation and not retaliation should be the priority.
How we go forward from here has to be strategic and smart. We know that the high tension wires are up there, and we must do everything we can not to escalate the situation.
President Trump tweeted that Iran had made a very big mistake in shooting down the drone. If that sounded threatening, the president later appeared to suggest that when he said mistake, he meant it in the sense of error. I have the feeling that it was a mistake by somebody who shouldn't have been doing what they did, he said. A sign that perhaps at this stage at least, Donald Trump might think things have gone far enough already.
Barbara Miller reporting.